H2A modernized and streamlined. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. With all the turmoil at the border regarding immigration, amnesty, the war of words between the president and everybody or anybody who will take him on, it's easy to forget the importance of foreign workers to our South as they relate to the H2A program. H2A is a lifeblood to so many agricultural producers, but red tape is a major stumbling block. As we're about to find out, the Labor Department has announced plans to modernize this longtime guest worker agricultural labor program. There is now an attempt at streamlining and simplifying the application process as well as various regulations within the program. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue in California when the proposed H2A modernization was announced.
We've been working with Department of Labor for over a year now and trying to help the H2A program become more workable. Actually, it's been very onerous, very inflexible, and very difficult for these growers to comply with all the rules and regulations. You had to tell them exactly what day a worker was going to be needed. Fruit may be ready 2 weeks early or 2 weeks late, and you're left with people either not having work to do or hanging around waiting for something to happen.
The secretary added that the USDA's farmers.gov web portal will have H2A applications available to growers, with one field application sent to both Departments of Labor and Homeland Security. This could be a blessing.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.